I don't see it that way. So.
Okay, well, if we're giving money to the project, $16 million or so, I think it was, and then this is now diverting the money that the project was supposed to get back to the city, isn't that just a...
You'd have to build those sidewalks, whether they were there or somebody else was there.
Yes, that's, yeah, we would need sidewalks. Dave, did you wanna weigh in?
Correct, and that's where the funding coming from, so it's coming from the amount of growth of that project.
So can we, if you run this by the governor and the city, is this...
Well, you're gonna have to ask the governor if he endorses it, but his people have been present at all the meetings, and he's worked with us to try and help develop this, and he's trying to develop a very fair and balanced proposal that will be of benefit to Indianapolis and to the state at large. And I think the mayor's right. We need to remember that Indianapolis is a, you know, it's a really very successful, modern city that's been improved a great deal in recent years, and it contributes not only to the health of the Indianapolis and the Indianapolis area, but to the whole state.
Are the culture patients expected to be at tomorrow's hearing?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them whether they're gonna be there or not.
So, Kelly, did anyone request a certified audit of the patient losses?
We went over their financial statements in fairly painstaking detail and asked for other information, and they gave us everything that we asked for. And I didn't ask for tax returns or certification of this. I did take them at their word that those were legitimate numbers. They looked way too complex to be concocted, but... Well, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Good job.